We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
Didn't Serta say Justin Tucker was a bad kicker?
They did. Justin Tucker get? I think I heard Ryan yelling overrated about something kicker. About that. He got like a new contract.
Overrated
like
kicker.
$12 million or something.
He's got skinny legs. Skinny leg Tucker.
I think
Tucker.
I heard you talking about Justin Tucker. He got like $12 million. Is that true? Yeah. $12 million buckaroos.
Big for a bad him. Kicker.
For a bad kicker that Serta said. That's what you said.
I mean, that's just a poor decision by their new general manager who's stepping in
nah,
for Ozzie.
I'm not giving no damn kicker no $12 million. Who was the guy you said was better in Houston? Fahey? Is that his name?
Kymie Fairbairn. Younger, better.
I can't believe you know how to say his name Cheap. Properly.
What the hell happened to Homer Bailey last night? Good hell. Did you have fun watching that one?
Oh, I sure did.
Did you? Did you have fun watching that one? First did it.
Stick it out.
You know what time it is. Hey, Vern.
Show, good morning. You know where we're starting. Frank Clark is a Chief. Here's NFL Network's Mike Garofolo.
Real quick on the Chiefs end, they got rid of Dee Ford and then traded for Frank Clark. You say, well, what's going on there? Dee Ford, in their minds, more of a situational pass rusher. Frank Clark, more of a complete player that can give you stuff down in and down out. That's why the Chiefs make this move to bring in Frank Clark.
And that has been the sentiment of most. The Chiefs better be right on this, obviously. But it is even bigger from just – if we just, on this part, Vern, focus on the football part of it. I think overall Frank Clark is a better football player. You express this overall. He's younger. I think overall he's a better football player. But the gap between – giving up a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and then $63 million guaranteed. That's let alone the off-the-field stuff. $63 million guaranteed when you know the potential money you're going to be giving out coming up soon. Because now I think you put yourself in a position where you're going to have the highest-paid player in the league. You're going to have potentially a top-three interior lineman in Chris Jones, who we'll get to in a bit. And then Frank Clark, and then you have others potentially in Kelsey and whatever else you're going to do, and Tyrann Mathieu is one of the top safeties. Is that worth it? For me, even without the baggage, hell no. It's not to me right now. But it better be, because I'm hearing things. Lewis Riddick, somebody for ESPN who we really, really, really respect, and somebody who Serta has been trying to get on since our show has started, came out and said, he has spoken with people within the Chiefs organization.
And he hasn't been on.
He has not been on. But that doesn't mean Steve hasn't tried.
We're still trying.
But he has spoken with people within the Chiefs, and he himself believes there is absolutely no comparison between Frank Clark and Dee Ford, that Frank Clark is that much better. Matt Verderan, the guy who first broke the Justin Houston being cut news, who you've heard on this air a lot, he said he spoke with a GM that said he believes that Frank Clark to Dee Ford is like Patrick Mahomes to Joe Flacco. And I think that's laughable to me personally. I'm not going to sit here and say I watched a lot of Frank Clark last year, but I've seen them both. And if you were to say the gap is Pat Mahomes to Joe Flacco to the guy who led the league in pressures and was second in quarterback hits and had 13 sacks just like Frank did under the tutelage of Bob Sutton. And I even believe Emmett Thomas had something to do with the outside linebackers. Under the tutelage of those fellas. And he's got Pete Carroll, one of the best defensive minds in football in the last 25 years. To think the gap is that big, to me, I think that's laughable and that is insane. And that is what I think the focus will be. I will keep my eyes on both of those players this year to see, because the Chiefs need to be right upon this. Because they did give up a lot, in my opinion. They created a hole. They created a need when they had one that was filled. They created a need to then, in my opinion, you could argue overpay and overspend to then now replace that need. Now, if they feel like Frank Clark is what they had to have, all right, that outside of the other stuff, that go make the move. I'll give you credit for that. But for me, they should be right, and I don't think the gap is that big, Vern.
They do feel that way. From everything that we've heard from the Chiefs through reports, is they do feel as if Dee Ford wasn't a fit. Again, Fesco was on with us a few weeks ago, and he said it again this morning. You know, Dee Ford was expected to play 30% of the snaps this upcoming season for the Chiefs. Frank Clark is a guy that you can expect to be out there just about every snap. I do think it's unfair to mention the second-round pick. It's the money. It's a first-round pick. That's how much they prioritized Frank Clark over Dee Ford. They think that Frank Clark is worth a first-round draft pick more than Dee Ford, and they're more willing to invest 3 years, $65 million into Frank Clark. There's no question that they have to be right, that Frank Clark needs to be a ball player for this team. Case can be made with last year's draft and Sammy Watkins and Hitchens and this upcoming draft. Brett Veach needs to be right, or it's going to be his head that is ultimately rolling if they don't win a Super Bowl. But if we're going to do this whole Frank Clark's numbers opposite Dee Ford's numbers, I don't know how interested I'll be in that. If you follow that, I understand, and that's going to be fun for people to kind of line them up against one another and see if Dee Ford in San Francisco can outproduce Frank Clark in Kansas City.
Oh, not outproduce. Like, Frank needs to substantially outproduce Dee Ford.
Sure.
In my opinion, to make all they gave up worth it.
The way that I look at it, going into this offseason, my mindset was it's Super Bowl or bust. Do whatever it takes to take home that Lombardi trophy coming up in January or February. And if they walk away with that Lombardi trophy, if they win the Super Bowl and Dee Ford outproduces Frank Clark, but Frank Clark is a part of an improved defense that helps you win a Super Bowl, man, that's
obviously
all I care about.
People won't care.
And that's obviously all, and that, in my opinion, that's all you should care about, because we went into the offseason. I went into the offseason wanting Dee Ford to stay on this team. But more importantly, I wanted them to be a better defense. They're a better defense right now than they would be without Frank Clark, because I do think he's a better player. It might not be as wide as some people are saying. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I know that he's younger. I do think that over the next 3 years, he'll be a better football player than Dee Ford. But none of that matters if you don't win a title. All that matters is winning a title. I don't care what you do, who you bring in. As long as you win, that's the bottom line when you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes.
Obviously, that's, if they win a Super Bowl, it won't. Yes, anything won't matter.
Right.
Anything. But that's also a big if they win a Super Bowl. Like that. That's
well, there
also
are no guarantees.
Yes, just like if they don't. And Frank Clark is not, because theoretically, you could have Dee Ford, who you all don't want to say better, but he was at least comparable to Frank last year. All right. I think Frank overall is a better overall, because I think he's a better run defender. But I think Dee Ford is a better pass rusher, and he is sudden, and he is scary off the edge, as he was so many times this year. I heard Fesco saying it's just, if he didn't sack the quarterback, he didn't do anything. That's completely untrue. He led the NFL in pressures, which we heard is a major thing, and it is. He is Sutton off the edge. Frank's a really good pass rusher, too, and more complete. I agree with it. But like I said, the distance between the two needs to be enough because you theoretically could still have D Ford and have playmakers with D Ford, not giving him $63 million. And I know the money thing for you and many Chiefs fans isn't a big deal, but you know for the Chiefs, they have to think through that and not have him long-term and have a guy in him and Chris Jones with Matthew in the back end and then potentially drafting a real need at corner, which is another need, as you've talked about, a really young, good corner. Greedy Williams was thought to have fallen down to them. If they were to have had D Ford, Greedy Williams, a potential corner, another guy that could be a starter down the line, cheaper for that, to me, it's you created a hole sure. and overpaid. And, yeah, a lot of it is if they win the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter. But
right, and they became a better defense. I understand your point, but not only are they a better defense – in 2019, even if you say it's only marginally, that Frank Clark is just a tick better than D Ford. But then in 2020, they're better as well because Frank Clark is going to be on this team, and we weren't sure, we didn't believe that D Ford was going to be on the team in 2020. Not only does this put them in a better position this year, but I think it also puts them in a better position in 2020 where we know you're going to have Matthew and Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes and those guys that you mentioned. They got younger. I think they got better. And I think they're better equipped to win the whole thing. And my mindset this whole offseason was, show me that you understand that it's Super Bowl or bust. And to me, now looking at the big picture,
they have done that.
They have done just that.
D Ford was never going to be on this team. Stop comparing them. That's from not the true. That's not true from the 816. Like, if you like you say that, they could franchise D this year for 15.
Sure.
And if he showed to be like he was last year, they could franchise him again and still not get up to the 60-something million dollars that they were going to give away. So there's just something we're going to keep our eyes on. I'm going to keep my eye on between those two players because he doesn't need to just be better, but with everything you gave up and everything we're hearing from guys who are credible in the league that I disagree with, talking about a comparison of Pat Mahomes and Joe Flacco, this cat better be everything. I am looking at him by the way you paid him and by what people are telling us from what you gave up and what you could have had. He better be up there in Mac Von Miller territory. And right now, I think he's the third best pass rusher in the division behind Bosa and Von Miller. He needs to be up in their range. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.